Vector Marketing, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, www.wikipedia.org. Vector Marketing is the domestic sales arm of Cutco Corporation, an Olean, New York-based cutlery manufacturer. History. Both Vector Marketing Corporation and Cutco Cutlery Corporation are wholly owned subsidiaries of Cutco Corporation. Formerly known as Alcas Corporation, the company was created as a joint venture between Alcoa and Case Cutlery. The factory in Olean, New York was completed in 1949, and the first set of Cutco cutlery was shipped from New Kensington, Pennsylvania, that same year. Alcoa purchased Case's share of the company in 1972. In 1982, members of management purchased the company from Alcoa in a management buyout. The company remains privately held today and is a major employer in Cattaraugus County, New York. Vector began as an independent distributor of Cutco Cutlery in 1981. Then Vector was purchased by Alcas Corporation, now Cutco Corporation, in 1985. Vector Marketing then expanded into Canada in 1990. Business model. Vector Marketing is both a multi-level marketing and a direct sales group that built its workforce through the advertising via newspapers, direct marketing, word-of-mouth posted advertisements, letters, and various mediums on the internet. Their flyers, advertising, student work, are a common sight in many high schools and college campuses across the United States and Canada. Students are hired to market Cutco products, mainly kitchen knives, to customers, typically their friends and family members, via one-on-one demonstrations. Controversy and criticism. Some of Vector Marketing's former independent contractors have accused Vector Marketing of unsavory business practices. Vector frequently advertises in newspapers and on flyers posted on bulletin boards at college campuses, but seldom do these advertisements explain the nature of the job. Vector Marketing used to require sales representatives to make a security deposit of approximately $139 in order to procure a set of knives for demonstrations, prompting some to complain about this policy, even when the deposit was refundable if a representative chose to quit or the contract was terminated and the sample kit was returned. The sample kit must be returned from the time that the representative concludes work with Vector. Students who work for Vector Marketing are considered independent contractors and are not reimbursed by the company for the money they spend on gasoline and the usual business expenses while working for the time that they spend at training sessions. In the 2008 case Vector Marketing versus New Hampshire Department of Revenue Administration, the Supreme Court of New Hampshire ruled that Vector employees are independent contractors and Vector is thus exempt from the state business profit tax. Vector was sued in 1990 by the Arizona Attorney General and in 1999 by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. In 1994, the state of Wisconsin ordered Vector to stop providing dishonest information to recruits. In 2008, Alicia Harris filed a federal class action lawsuit against Vector. Harris alleged that Vector violated California and federal labor law by failing to pay adequate wages and illegally coerced employees into patronizing the company. The case, Harris v. Vector Marketing, is pending before Judge Edward M. Chan.